Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And we love talking about Star Wars. Now, we've got a little... We're going to do something slightly different this week.
Yeah.
I've decided we're going to take a smaller, a shorter, more compact Star Wars episode this week.
Yep.
Because our bonus episode is going to be a little longer.
Yeah, so we're going to just keep the same show running, but we're just going to amend the timings a bit differently to allow for recording time for the bonus episode here this week. So, you Star Wars fans, this is still a little Star Wars update. Granted, it will be a few weeks behind because we're recording it on the day that I found out about this, but it's been around for a little while. We all listen to this upload
I'm sure people will have seen more about this
by the time this is released
than what we know, so apologies if we're a little behind, but this is where we're at and this is just
our recording schedule. This is where it is.
So with that being said, on Wednesday, so in 2 days time, we have actually got a bigger bonus episode, and it is not actually Star Wars related.
No.
I think we've hinted at what we'd like to do in the past, so those keen listeners might already have an inkling or an idea about what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Now the question is, Shawnee, do you think we should reveal it now, or do you think we should just leave it as a surprise?
I think we leave it as a surprise. If my little mention there weren't enough, then.
That does sound like the inevitable answer.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Right. So, back to what we're doing this week. So, we are now going to discuss, as we said, something that might change in the future, knowledge about such things. We're going to talk about a new series.
Yeah. Coming to Disney Plus, Star Wars based, and it's called The Acolytes.
The Acolytes.
I got a bit confused when I first saw this because I didn't read into it. So when I first saw it, I saw a, I don't know if it's concept art or, you know, a little picture somebody's made.
You've been done by Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
I have, because I saw a Wookiee with a lightsaber.
You saw an AI picture and got excited.
Yeah, I got a little bit excited by it. Wrong app, people. So this initially for me, and I went, oh, The Acolyte, this would be quite good. Now, this would be, there's an episode in Rebels, and I spoke to Jamie about this.
We've done an episode about this.
Yeah, we did. And there's little Ho Yang, and he teaches all these little younglings how to make their lightsabers, and you know, little Yoda's there. And there's a Wookiee in this little class group, and he makes his own lightsaber. And my first thought when I saw the picture with the Acolyte right in, and it's all Disney Plus, and there's a Wookiee there with a lightsaber, I thought, bet that's that little Wookiee in there.
Which would be cool.
For Rebels, right? Which would be so cool.
Well, we talked about this when we did our episode about can Ewoks be Jedi? And we actually talked about Wookiees being able to be Jedi.
Yeah, because they can be.
And then all of a sudden, here it is.
A picture.
A bit like when we came up with this idea for this podcast.
Mm.
No sooner had we come up with this idea, unrelated, Disney Plus then release an entire What If series.
Yeah, I think they have for Star Wars. I haven't checked that, you know.
It was definitely for Marvel.
Yeah. But they're looking into it anyway. But yeah.
Anyway.
Then I read into it a little bit more, and it's not about that Wookiee, because this is set before the Episode One. So The Acolyte is actually set before Episode One, so it's in the High Republic era.
Proper
old school here. Yeah, so it's, you know, think about before Anakin was born, essentially. It's sort of like the era before Anakin, so before Jesus Christ of Star Wars was born, to Mary Shmi. So then when I heard that bit of information, my brain then went, oh, but it's about Plagueis the Wise, and it might be about how Palpatine is the Acolyte, and he's trying to learn his ways, and then, you know, the tragedy.
Yes.
You know, did you ever hear about it?
Did I ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis?
Well, But yeah, so then that was my thought, and I thought, oh, that'll be really cool, actually, because that'll take us back. And like I said in another episode before, we like learning about the lore, don't we?
Yeah, Star Wars people. We like knowing
where stuff comes from and why it happens, okay? Especially us non-book readers, because we get our lore from TV shows and film. Whereas you book readers out there, you know, you're a bit more high and mighty than us, because you've read the books, and they obviously go back in time and stuff in the comics. So them aside, we get it through this. But then we had a little look at the first trailer today, didn't we?
We did, together.
I haven't actually looked at it until today with Jamie.
And it's almost like research.
Yeah,
which is,
we don't do.
I think we're both confused.
Yeah, I was shocked. We stood in the kitchen making a cuppa watching this video going... Research? What are we doing watching this?
This isn't right.
Yeah.
Why don't just blindly go into it? There's a show called The Acolyte. What do you think it's about? About somebody learning to be a Jedi? Sure. Sounds good.
Thumbs up.
5 out of 7.
Yeah.
So we watched this trailer, and it's fair to say, the whole research joke aside, we were both a little confused about what we were watching, because there was elements of different films in that trailer.
Yeah.
In fact, at some point we did see Rey in there with a blaster. We saw what
looked... It looks like Rey anyway.
Yeah.
To me.
And it looks like Kylo Ren at one point. In fact, it looks very much like a scene of the Knights of Ren.
Yes.
Very dark. Very dark. Red lightsabers, etc. The guy getting stabbed through the back.
Yeah, it was clearly a rebel or something.
Yeah.
Because of the hat. Yeah.
It looks very reminiscent of all those things, but we've seen that story, so why would they make a story? So that's why it's confusing, but then as you've read on and you've actually done some more research,
More of it.
then you discover that actually it's set pre- Anakin.
Yeah, so some of this is where, even though it says first trailer, Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, there's only elements of it where I think it wasn't taken from new stuff, because we saw the quick little shot of the Wookiee with his lightsaber, just the hands here, but then we saw the curved hilt of a Dooku saber,
which I was most excited about.
Yeah.
But an orange.
It's orangey. Yeah, it was orangey in colour, and the Wookiees was blue, wasn't it?
Obviously, all this speculation, and it can only be speculation at the moment, but if it's a curved hilt, which is unique to Dooku, but it's orange, does that mean to say this is a point where he's undecided? Or is this in the same way that Qui-Gon is the Ronin of the Jedi? Maybe he was always orange, because he was not one way or the other.
I don't think he was, though, because from the Tales of the Jedi, I don't think he has an orange saber in that.
Okay.
When he has Qui-Gon as his apprentice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but...
But then this could be pre-Qui-Gon, even.
This could be pre-Jedi Temple times.
Yeah.
When, if Dooku... was on the council or anything like that. Maybe he was just having an orange Jedi. But then maybe he's the Acolyte, which is why it's orange. And maybe he's trying to find balance, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Dooku... like, we love Qui-Gon, obviously. But Dooku is kind of the reason Qui-Gon is the way that he is. So
yeah.
I think it goes without saying, we also have to enjoy...
Yeah. And I do actually like Dooku's story, because he does what he does because he... I just liked the way he thought about it. And he didn't just, you know, become the leader of the Separatist for, you know, S's and gigs.
No.
He actually realised that the Jedi weren't working. The galaxy was going in a direction he couldn't stop, so he had to try different methods. But anyway, back to the Acolyte. Because as well in the trailer, it said the Acolytes have been in hiding or something like that.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, is these all of the dark Jedi? Obviously, there can only be two Sith.
Yes.
But you can have Jedi which are not Sith.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out there.
They're not good, are they?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, even though there was you know, Palps and Vader. Don't get me wrong, there are other people running around out there with red lightsabers.
But just look at those Knights of Ren, going back to them. If Kylo Ren was a Sith and
Snoke was his Sith master.
Yeah.
All of those Knights of Ren are just what?
They're just baddies, aren't they?
Yeah. So, you know, you can have more than two bad people. What they're saying is they're two Sith.
But then, interestingly, where does that put Big Daddy Palps?
Yeah.
Because he's Sith through and he is the ultimate Sith, right?
Yeah, through and through.
Even when he's dead, he's Sith.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so them little you know, connotations beyond. Yeah, so that's quite good as well, because then maybe it might look at the start of the decline of the Jedi and how these acolytes, or, you know, this little group of extremist red lightsaber wielding bad boys want to take him down, because there was a game that came out on PlayStation 2 and it was called, I'm doing Gollum face right now.
It's not Dark Force. No, Dark Forces is older than that.
No.
Jedi Academy.
No, it's the...
Not Battlefront. No. Knights of the Old Republic.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
It's the RPG one.
It might be something to do with that.
Where you go planet to planet and you sort of solve little
things. Because what's the one where the cutscene and it's just a lot of Sith in the Sith temple?
It's the guy who's bald with the sort of the scars on his face. I think that might be the second one.
Sure, there's a game out there, but anyway, regardless, there's loads of baddies with red lightsabers, and obviously all the Jedi are trying to fight them, and it's an absolute mayhem.
Just what we like
mayhem. So I'm thinking maybe it's in a time when that's based. Somebody will know what game I'm on about, slash, you know, book or comic, wherever I've seen this. It's just a lot of Sith fighting a lot of Jedi in a Sith temple or underground somewhere. The artwork depicts underground. It's probably a Sith temple. So maybe it's the time like that, where obviously the balance of the Force is so dark heavy in what we would call dark side heavy, that there's just loads of them there.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a time where, maybe because Yoda's in this trailer quite a lot, bless him, he's back, looking a little bit more coherent. So it's obviously prequel era Yoda, where he's still got his, you know, goblets in his brain and all that, them good gubbins.
Still got them marbles.
Still got their marbles rattling round. And you know what? Maybe we'll see a young Qui-Gon.
Yeah, but that is something I actually would be very interested in.
Yeah, because as well, it would just be a little AI'd Liam Neeson from back in the day.
Yeah, which...
But it would just be like Luke from Mando Season 2, wouldn't it? Where they sort of used a stunt double but used a little bit of AI on his face. I'd be happy with that but as long as it weren't every episode. Like if it was a little cameo.
So, I just want to ask another question. Let's bring it back into this trailer.
Okay.
And let's delve in just a touch more. It's called The Acolyte.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Oxford Dictionary defines acolyte as a person assisting a priest in a religious service or procession. So this is not like the younglings of the Jedi Order. These are not apprentices. These are not Padawans. These are followers of
a cult.
Yeah, a cult.
Almost.
Now, I think it would be in my humble opinion that the Sith are more cult-like.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of the religious kind of... There's more of that sort of connotation, isn't there? So I'm thinking the Acolyte is actually definitely going to be on the dark side of the Force. And we're going to watch somebody grow from being maybe a youngling, maybe a Padawan Jedi, but actually becoming an Acolyte following the Sith. Not actually a Sith.
No,
but because can't be a Sith, because
there's already two Sith masters. Yeah,
you can be acolytes, you can be followers, you can be involved, but not
a Sith,
an actual Sith. So I wonder if that's the direction it's going to be, and if this is going to be somebody who is wanting to become a Sith.
Maybe they invoke the tragedy.
Maybe. This is going to... It's just.
This is all speculation,
It's people, obviously all speculation. It's very difficult.
You go on YouTube, there's so many concept videos, you need to be careful of which one you're watching.
Yeah, and we don't know the difference yet.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I would like to resubscribe to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
As much as it... For legal reasons, yeah. I need to resubscribe to Disney Plus.
Yeah. But then if you've got Disney Plus, you can also watch The Bad Batch.
Yes.
Because you need to watch
all the Clone Wars.
And all the Clone Wars and Rebels, yes. But if you're going to watch anything, Bad Batch is out. New series, started a couple of weeks ago. Really good.
Got to watch it.
They've updated the artwork as well, so it's more like... It's the same Clone Wars-y artwork, but it actually looks like the animators used paintbrushes to paint their faces stuff. Yeah. And it's just so beautifully done, especially like the faces and stuff, because it is animated.
Mm.
But it's also got this almost paint strokey, brushy effect.
I like that.
Which is just really nice. And it does fit Star Wars quite well.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know, you can imagine it all being like that. The armor looks like Star Wars-y, you know. And even though it's still Clone Wars era, everything's a bit cleaner and a little bit more not so, you know, hobo-ish.
Yeah.
It's working real nice. And the storyline's quite nice. So make sure you're keeping up with that, people, because I'm enjoying that. New one's out tomorrow. No, Wednesday, because this is Monday.
Which is irrelevant to you, listener, because this is...
This is coming out in 2 weeks, yeah. But
the whole series is already finished.
Yeah, probably. No, there'll be 16 episodes. It'll still be going by the time this comes out. But yes, I mean, Series 2 was, even though it's a little cartoon, we're emotional at the end.
Mm.
Something happened, and I still thought, God, you know what? I actually quite liked these characters and how they are.
Yeah.
And now something's happened, and I'm a little bit upset by it. It's only a cartoon, but it's because
it's kids, isn't it?
But it's the kid inside, but it's also because it's Star Wars, and you know, because of Order 66 and everything that goes on, you've already got that emotional bond of they can't help it. These clones can't help it. They've been, you know, programmed to do this thing. And then obviously all these other things happen and you go, oh, I just feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
He's only a cartoon.
Yeah. That's how they make it now.
They just make it so they get you right in the
gonads. Emotion. Yeah,
that's it. But not Ash Ketchum, though, because he's just immortal.
Well, yeah.
He's just a dream. Pokemon dream. The kid never grew up. But yeah.
So... Let's swing it back around.
Sorry, back to the light.
Back on topic.
Good, I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
What are your initial thoughts then of this series, based on the very limited trailer that we've seen? What do you get a good feeling or a bad feeling?
I get a good feeling, because it's going to be good to go back to prequel eras.
Yeah, prequel.
Prequel. Yeah, I like that. Because we've had a lot of, obviously, like I say, Bad Batch, Clone Wars stuff.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of, obviously, Mandoverse and Ahsoka, which is after that time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nice now to go back in time a little bit and visit some places which we will never see in later stuff, because they just don't exist.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So this is going to be real nice. And it also brings back a few favourites. If Yoda is actually in it, and if Dooku's actually in it.
Yeah, that's going to be great, isn't it?
It's going to be amazing, and a nice little throwback to Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be real nice. It might not be AI, but maybe it'll be a mention or something, and we can all go, do you know what? Nicely played there, Disney.
I hope so.
That'll be nice if they do it right.
I hope they do something right with it.
Yeah. You can't just AI that.
No, because unless it's going to be a cartoon, it kind of...
Yeah. Cartoon Dooku, fine, but... If you're gonna, you know, real life it, it'd be nice if it was just a nice little mention and everybody could go, oh yeah, give you a little round of applause for that.
Yeah,
that was well done. So I'm actually looking forward to it, because like we've said before, we like all three sort of segments of Star Wars timeline era. So it's gonna be, because we've had a lot of other stuff, it's gonna be nice to go back to prequel-y times.
Well, we don't have to try and work out at which point this happened. We know it happened
before. We just know it's before Anakin, and that's actually good enough for us.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Because you also don't get the... You won't have, in the background, where's Darth Vader?
Yeah, yeah.
Because every other film, it's always where's Anakin, where's Darth Vader, who's the baddie? You know, it's always sort of centered around him in one way or the other.
Yeah.
And we love him, but it's kind of, it's nice to break away from that.
Yeah,
and I think that's why sort of like Rogue One worked so well. Yes, we saw Vader ultimately, and he was amazing when we saw him, but actually...
It was just a little cameo at the end. It weren't a film about him.
No, and that whole film, you don't know what was going to happen, but that was the first time they had a Star Wars story and they broke away from Star Wars as you know it.
Yeah.
And so you saw brand new characters, you saw brand new situations.
Mm.
Yes, they were very Star Wars. There were still droids, there were still stormtroopers, there were still...
The Force.
Everything was in there that you'd know.
Mm.
But it was all very separate, and I think that's what would be quite nice about this. If it all does actually go beforehand, we might know some of the characters.
But even if we don't, I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
even if it's just Yoda having a little talk now and then.
As long as you get that familiar feeling, but you get a new spin, a new look.
Yeah.
And a new chance to learn something different, which I think is...
Yeah, and a point of view of the dark side.
Yeah.
Because you get that in Clone Wars a little bit when you look at the Night Mothers and stuff like that. I mean, obviously you won't know too much about that, but like where Darth Maul comes from and stuff like that. And magic, and then the dark side. You did get that a bit from the Clone Wars, but to see it in live action... And have a view from a different side of the story.
Yeah.
A different point of view, as it were. You know. And that's always nice, because you can go, oh, well, yeah, these are technically bad guys, but I'm enjoying watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's opening my mind to actually, this is what it's like. It's not just, oh, they just all live in cages, and because they're treated badly, they're bad guys as well.
Yeah.
Like you get in some sort of novels and stuff like that. It might actually be that, you know, the Jedi and them ain't so different. But it's just the way that it works that makes them different.
Yeah, it's just all about our perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, yeah. So really excited to see it, actually. So hope everybody else is. If anybody has any more information on it when this comes out and we haven't spoken about it again in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Fast forward to now. Hello, listener, in your ear right now. Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah,
get in touch and let me know. And also, if you've got a link to an official trailer with some more information, or maybe a little breakdown of it, you know, some people do the Easter eggs from a trailer vid.
That's right, yeah.
If you've got a link for that, please get in touch via DMs on our Instagram or email us. Let us know, and I'll have a little watch of that, because I'm excited, and then we can maybe discuss it a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll put some more information out there, yeah.
Yeah, so please get in touch if you find anything like that.
Yeah.
There are a couple of YouTube channels that break stuff down, but if you find it, send us the link and we'll have a good old watch.
Nice. Right, well, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you. Lovely doing some research with you.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah, nicely done.
Was it better with research? I don't know. Let us know.
I'll actually put a proper poll up instead of just a funny question on the reels like I did in the weekend. I realised people, I put a question up, not a poll, and everyone went, well, I had to click B. And I was like, oh, it wasn't supposed to be a question. Yeah. It was supposed to be a poll. I will put a poll up when the time comes around.
It's all good.
That's it. Well.
Right. Well, look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.